Thank you, Mr. President. This is about the oral statement by the Secretariat in connection with draft resolution A/HRC/OS/18/L1 entitled Efficiency of the Human Rights Council Addressing Financial and Time Constraints. The present oral statement is made in the context of Rule 153 of the Rules of Procedure of the General Assembly. The present statement will also be distributed to the Member States. Under the terms of operative paragraphs 3, 6, 10, 13, and 15 of draft resolution A/HRC/OS/18/L1, the Human Rights Council would, for OP3, request the Secretary General to ensure that the Human Rights Council is provided with the support necessary to be able to meet not less than 16 weeks as of 2025 to fulfill its annual program of work. For OP6, to request the Human Rights Council Secretariat to do a mapping of existing initiatives with a view to assisting delegations in avoiding duplication, overlapping, and redundancies while working to enhancing the effectiveness of the Council's work and to make its mapping available before the 59th session of the Council. For operative paragraph 10, request the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights to facilitate and support exchanges of good practices by states on a voluntary basis related to participation in an engagement with the Universal Periodic Review, including on the implementation of accepted recommendations with the view to peer learning. For operative paragraph 13, request the Office of the High Commissioner to update the e-learning tool on the Human Rights Council and its mechanisms designed for least developed countries and small island developing states, recognizing that the tool is available for all states and other stakeholders to be used in familiarizing themselves with the work of the Council. For operative paragraph 15, request the Office of the High Commissioner to create a knowledge management tool to be possibly called Access HRC that would combine digital platforms into one user-friendly tool, allowing access to registration tools, the calendar and the program of work, digital speakers list, modalities, statements, information about dialogues and resolutions via smartphone and computer, and to develop a live information sharing tool about the activities of the Human Rights Council during meetings while promoting the inclusion of persons with disabilities in the Council's work. The request referred to in operative paragraph 3, 6, 10, 13, and 15 of the draft resolution would entail new activities from 2025 onwards with resource implications, including POST. For 2025, the estimated additional requirements would be between $800,000 and $1 million. For 2026 to 2028, it would be between $600,000 and $1.6 million. And for 2029 onwards, it would be between $1.5 million and $1.8 million. The detailed cost estimates would be developed following further internal consultations with the Secretariat. Should the Human Rights Council adopt the draft resolution A/HRC/OS/18/L1 entitled Efficiency of the Human Rights Council Addressing Financial and Time Constraints, a revised estimates report would be submitted for consideration by the General Assembly to the Fifth Committee during the first resumed part of its 79th session, detailing the requirements for which an additional appropriation would be requested for 2025. Requirements for 2026 and thereafter would be presented in the proposed program budget for consideration by the General Assembly in the applicable years. It is also noted that the extension of the number of weeks of meetings for the HRC would require corresponding additional support from and resources from the Program Planning and Budget Division, PPBD, in New York. Thank you.
I thank you, Mr.